A few of them do stand out, I think. I think that if they stand out, I think it's because they were designed from a very direct, humane standpoint. So many of those modern houses were designed to be seen. I've never liked the idea of that kind of thing where you design a house and make it seem even better than it does. You go over in some of these more recent areas where you find what's often called a McMansion. They are designed more than, rather than from the standpoint of the owner and raising kids and having a comfortable, livable house. They're often designed with four or six columns on the outside around the entrance with quite often with two doors rather than a single door because it makes them look a little more impressive. There are some houses built on a tract. I remember this is in Sudbury, Massachusetts, and you walk by them. They are all enormous houses. They all have columns at the entrance and double doors and fancy bronze or brass hardware flashing around you. And it seems, who on earth can live in those? We must have 7, 10 kids to occupy all of that space. I've never understood it, as a matter of fact. And quite often they not only have three cars, but they have a garage big enough for four. Who can use all those cars? Maybe it's done so they'll sell at high prices. I've never really known. But any building that's most successful is one which is designed to suit a family on its needs. If it's too jazzed up and too classy and big, it often seems insincere. That's a characteristic of a house that I like to use, but you might ask, what is it that makes a sincere house? Well, it's exactly that. If it's too big for the family, even though they want something impressive to to show to their friends and cousins, it's like the non-architect is usually not as keenly responsive to building. If you go to a dinner, you're invited to dinner and you meet some new people while you're having drinks before dinner, if you meet somebody that seems insincere to you, we are so exquisitely attentive or aware of other people. If you meet them, you can tell, inside of 5 minutes if a person is insincere or putting on the dog or trying to impress you. You can tell partly the way they're dressed, very much the way they address you in talking, and it comes out immediately if somebody's insincere. Trying to put on the dog. Well, the same thing goes with a house or any building.